This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back last year in June of 2021. The name of the company is Prodex Inc., and you can find them on the NASDAQ. Their ticker symbol is PDEX. And with us today is the president and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Rick Van Kirk. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
It's been a long time since you've been on the show, probably about 7 or 8 months at least. So if you would, from all my new listeners, give them just a little bit of about statement of who you guys are, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a medical device manufacturer in Irvine, California. We make basically power tools for the operating room. We've got some proprietary technology, and we also do some contract manufacturing for people. Been around about 40 years. Actually, I should say we're in Irvine and Tustin. We have two facilities now because we're growing, and we're just happy to have a chance here to share more about what's going on.
Well, let's do that. Let's jump right in there. February 3rd, you guys released your second quarter sales. Incredible. If you would, kind of bring us up to date. How did we get there? And maybe give us some future outlook.
Yeah, I was very pleased with the results. A little bit over $10 million in revenue for the quarter. What excites me about that is over the last four quarters, we are at a $40 million a year run rate, which would be our highest ever. Last year, our year end was $38 million. So we're going in the right direction. Customers are doing well out in the field, and they order more product from us. We've got some development projects for new business that we're working on. We can talk a bit about. And we're getting a second building operational to the point we're actually making stuff in it now. So it was a good quarter, and we're happy to be where we are.
Before we get into the new product development, just give us a little bit of a health checkup of how things going in Southern California with the masks, with the mandates, with people showing up to work. You know, there's I think 2021 is going to be advertised as the great resignation, if you will. I don't know if that's happening to your company, but that's what they're going to coin it.
Yeah, we read all the same things and experience a little of it. We have not had a mass or any really type of resignation. And as we're growing, obviously we're trying to hire more people. And the interesting thing is it's not so much hard to find people as it is once you find them is the salary requests are so much higher than before. We've got people interviewing candidates that want more than the hiring manager is currently making. So that part about what you read about the market is true. The mask thing, yesterday the state mask mandate was ended for now for indoor stuff. So that's the latest anyway. So, but we've got a really good crew of people that have been really disciplined, I would say, in terms of whatever protocols we have here in terms of that kind of thing or what they do at home. We have not had a lot of missed work. We went months without anything, you know, that popping up with a positive test or anything like that. So people have been really good about us. We've been able to keep rolling and doing things here, but yeah, it's never far from mind, right? Whether it's the masks or are there going to be a vaccine mandate and what do you do? But we seem to have survived it so far.
You guys have now been in your new building for a little while over there in Tustin. That being said, give us an update on new product development, what's in the pipeline, what you guys have already occurred, and just give us a forward-looking vision of that.
Yeah, we're really busy there to the point where we have one of those proverbial good problems to have. You know, we've talked before about some of the projects that are what we would call a Prodex internal project. We're developing something on our own dime, and then we'll go out and sell it. So But we've landed some new business with existing and a couple new customers for developing either new products or new features on existing products. So the good news there is obviously we'll get paid for the engineering work, A, and B, there's a customer at the end of the development cycle, right, that we'll be able to sell the product to. So those we've moved up in the priority list, if you will, in the engineering group, and we're working on those. And so the challenge part of it is then some of the internal projects are a little bit lower on the priority list, but we're still keen on getting them done. So we're continuing to invest in R&D. And people that follow us probably noticed that we probably have doubled R&D spend from a couple years ago and continue to invest because, well, I have two buildings to fill up now, A, and B, there's a lot of good things going on in the group.
Rick, you got any metrics showing the, you know, what the growth rate is on new customers? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I just thought you might, if you have that around,
you know,
or in your head.
Well, I'll speak to it. What's interesting is the number of the new projects are with existing customers. I think we've talked before, we like to leverage our success or good performance with customers and say, hey, can you introduce us to the people down the hall that might like this type of product? So a lot of these projects are with existing customers. In fact, almost all of them are. So it's not new customers per se, but new divisions or new groups and existing customers, because we develop a track record, I think, and it's paying off.
Three or four quarters ago, we talked about repair contracts and how at one quarter that really kind of blew up. And it was like, wow, we had a lot of money coming in on. Just bring us up to speed on that. Has that kind of settled down, or do we see a rising growth in that? Where are we at on repair contracts?
It's still strong, and I expect it to remain strong. Just in talking with the customers, if anything, the needs or requirements might even increase. You know, the more products, I guess, we ship and get out in the world there, eventually they'll kind of get worn out and need some refurbishment or repair. So it's not surprising that we're getting some, I would say, positive feedback from people in terms of their expectations of repair business.
You know, on February, actually December 6th, excuse me, December, you put out a press release about insider buying. That being said, in all of our previous discussions, you've been very optimistic for the future of Prodex. Does that still, you still have a great outlook for that?
Oh, absolutely. We've made no secret that we have some aggressive plans to grow this thing here, and they remain. I think there's a lot going on in the world. You touched on a little bit ago that may or may not affect us, whether it's pandemics or global supply chain issues, which might affect, frankly, the timing of this plan. But the absolute belief is that we're going to get to where we want to go, which is a larger company, a technology-driven company, a well-respected company, a profitable company. We've got the projects in-house, we've got the facilities to do it, we've got the people to do it, and we will get there. We still remain steadfast in that belief.
Well, this is my personal opinion, and I've done some math, and everyone should do their own due diligence before they buy this company, but I'm entitled to my personal opinion. You know, you mentioned earlier you have a run rate of $40 million. I took that times three and a half times sales, which would put you around $140 market cap. I value your company around $40 million, $40 a share compared to where it's at now, $20 a share. Again, that's my personal opinion. I'm entitled to that. Everyone else should do their own due diligence. Today, my guest is Rick Van Kirk. He is the CEO and president of Prodex, Inc., and you can find him on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. And Rick, I'm going to leave you with the last 30 seconds here. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, as always, I want to thank them for their interest and support. There's a lot going on. I'm available if people like to email in or call with questions. But again, thanks everybody for hanging in. We continue to stay on a good trajectory and look forward to the next couple of years.
Rick, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Hopefully you come back on in the next 4 or 5 months and give us an update.
I would love to. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.